I'm very happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Mary Martin. She's executive director of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter. And Ben Swan, also from the Animal Shelter, regular guest on this program. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Thank you for having us.
Hey, Mary Charlotte. Great to see you again.
Always a great pleasure. And this weekend, I guess starting tomorrow,
we have a lot of things going on, actually,
yeah.
Right? Tonight at 5 p.m.
Tonight first,
yes, tonight,
right?
The Barkitecture. So we've had this really awesome contest, essentially. It's 9 teams are vying. We actually had 10, but one dropped out. So 9 teams vying for bragging rights for the best doghouse in Santa Fe, and that we're calling it Barkitecture Santa Fe. And these teams have really gotten elaborate about
Barkitecture.
Barkitecture.
Okay, just
yeah,
checking.
That's it. Yeah, of course. It wouldn't be meow-a-texture, then it would be,
no.
You know, for a cattery or something like that. But so they're all on display at the San Busco Market Center, and they have been for the last few weeks, thanks to Lori at Tecatu. And we are going to be having a reception tonight at 5 to 7 or so, and we'll be picking the winner. It's basically a people's choice. People can vote on their favorite doghouse. They enter their votes into this raffle ticket, and then we'll draw a raffle for some really great gifts. And also people have a chance to bid on those houses. And the profits of those, all the proceeds go to the animal shelter and all our programs with awesome.
Are there some really cool things?
Mary can tell you about that. She fell in love with several of them. I think she's bid on all of them.
I did. I bid on almost all of them. They are so amazing. One of my favorites was built by actually one of our foster families, and they're just wonderful people. And this fellow has done work for 10,000 Waves and other places, so it has a very Oriental Asian kind of feel. And it has a water feature that's powered by solar panel. And so very fancy, very beautiful. And there's another that looks like very New Mexican in style. There's basically anything you can think of in a style of home, you would see it there.
My favorite, and not just a style of home, but there's also a Taj Mahal-like, which we call it, that she's calling, Bette and Paul are calling it Dog Mahal. And it even has indoor-outdoor carpet inside, and it's very, very elaborate and beautiful, and it looks just like, well, I don't know, like a Dog Mahal. And I also wanted to note that during this reception from 5 to 7 tonight at San Busco Market Center is also one of our calendar release parties. So if you haven't had a chance to get your 2014 pet calendar from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter, this is a great time to do it.
And you and I are on the same page.
Yeah, we are. We had to. I don't know. We should have a vote about which dog looks best on those. No.
I'm sure it's yours.
Anyway, so that's going to be fun. That's a really fun event. Do you want to talk anything more about that?
No, I think that's it. Just encourage people to come because they really are remarkable. People really took it seriously and did a wonderful job for these.
What's funny is the dogs don't care.
No, they don't.
Yeah, in fact, we built a new dog house, and Ricky actually spent a lot of time trying to get the dogs to go in it. And I think he likes it a little bit more than they do, but eventually they'll come to embrace it. Speaking of, I know it's been cold lately, and speaking of outdoor, we could talk a little bit about our Afura project, but you know, I just want to encourage people to remember about their animals. If they have outdoor animals, that they really need to have fresh water at all times, make sure that water's not frozen, mm-hmm. and just to keep them protected. Bring them into the garage if it gets really bitterly cold. They'd love it by your fireplace, too.
Bring them into the house.
That's what I would like them to do. But, you know, if they don't have that situated for that, then they can just provide for them.
That's why God invented the vacuum cleaner.
Exactly.
Amen. Absolutely.
So,
okay, so that's tonight at, remind us the time again?
Yeah, 5 to 7.
Okay.
At San Busco Market Center. And then Friday, tomorrow, we'll be having a really incredible pet adoption event, a mobile pet adoption event, thanks to our friends at Subaru. It's called the Share the Love event. The ASPCA is also sponsoring it. And this is just a fun event, and it may or may not be cold. Who knows? Yeah, our weather is just unpredictable, but we will have heated tents, and we'll have lots of refreshments thanks to Starbucks. We will have goodie bags for each adoption, and those have treats and toys and discounted things for all kinds of grooming and things. And you can get your photo with Santa Paws, basically your photo with your pet and yourself with Santa Claus if you like.
So now we've got Barkitecture and Santa Paws.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah.
Is that too much?
No, no, no. The more puns, the more dog puns, the better.
You're totally the queen of puns. Milk and honey, come on. So that's actually Friday and Saturday at the Subaru in the auto park there, the premier Subaru.
So that, the auto park with the big flag down Cerritos Road.
The big U.S. flag, yeah, 4480 Cerritos Road. And we'll be there Friday from noon to 6 p.m. and Saturday from 11 to 5 p.m. And that's a lot of fun. We just love to do those kind of things, just to get people out. And I've been encouraging people to know you get all these things, but the best thing about it, you get lots of love from the animal you adopt.
Yep, for the rest of your life, or probably for the rest of its life.
Unconditional love for the rest of its life, yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of love, isn't the best thing about Christmas love?
It's not the food. That's Thanksgiving.
So it has to be love, right? So when we think about love, don't we think about our furry friends?
Yes.
So we have this great program that Mary's going to talk a little bit about, Special Delivery Santa Claus Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Last year, we decided that we would try to help families integrate pets into their homes in a way that was fun for them and for their kids. And so we actually asked a staff member if they'd be willing to, kind of a chunky staff member, if you'd be willing to be Santa and actually deliver adopted animals to people's homes on Christmas Eve. We did it, and it was really successful and fun. But we were a little concerned that we would be criticized about it because some people think that we should not be giving pets as gifts. But we're very excited this year that the ASPCA has just published research that says that pets as gifts actually are not a bad idea. In fact, they're encouraging it, and that those animals are not in any more danger of being returned to shelters or harmed in any way than any other animal that's adopted. So this year, we are really going to advertise heavily that we will be happy to again put the Santa suit on, the little elf costume, and surprise kids in their homes with a new furry friend.
Oh my goodness.
It's darling. It is the cutest thing you
can
imagine.
Do you have like a photographer in the background snapping pictures of the cute little...
Last year we had the New Mexican actually follow us on a couple of the deliveries, and that was a lot of fun. And I always take photos, and I'm always there. So, yes.
Oh, how wonderful. So you can basically call the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and get a puppy or a grown dog or kitty or whatever delivered to your house.
Rabbit.
Yeah, a rabbit.
Yeah, and you know that, I don't know about you, but my first pet I ever had was who came to us at Christmas, and it was the best Christmas gift I ever received in my life. I'll never forget it, and I think that's true for a lot of people, that first family member, that furry family member. So I feel very strongly this is a very good thing, and that could make a lot of people very, very happy.
I got a dog for my 6th birthday and had her until I was in college.
Exactly. Wow. Do you remember that's it like incredible. It was yesterday?
You know, my mother remembers it better than I do, and the way she tells the story is that she came into the birthday room, because I had a couple of little friends over here sitting around the dining table, and said, now everybody be very, very quiet. And then my dad came in and put the dog on the table, and everybody screamed.
Yeah, exactly. So much for
with
quiet.
With delight.
Of course. It was a puppy.
So, yeah, you know, and Mary, this program itself, it has to be a credit to Mary, because Mary really pushed it, because people were going like, no, we don't want to do that. But people really embraced it, and they really loved it. And just to reiterate about pets as gifts, we do, you know, the animals are adopted. They go through the adoption process. We obviously want to make the right match. And we think especially if a father or a mom is bringing home a dog or a cat to a child, essentially that's a perfect fit too. I mean, it's not, it'll be a family thing, and that's what a lot of these are. They're family decisions and family presence. So, you know,
now there's some dogs up for adoption that I just happened to see a little video of before we started here in the baking company, and it was these two mother dogs who got to be best friends.
It is just the cutest thing. One of the avocations I have as part of my job, really, is to foster moms and puppies. And we had so many at one point, I took two at the same time, two little dogs. And I housed them together, separate pens, but they could play together. And they became the best of friends, nursed each other's puppies. And after the puppies were grown and adopted, I kept the moms to give them a chance just to have some downtime, and they just play and love each other. It's Gracie and Franny, and frankly, I would love for them to be adopted together. If a person wants to adopt constant entertainment, who needs a television? Just watch these two dogs run and play and run and play and run and play. They are the perfect match. They're little, they're easy, they're short-haired. So if anyone's interested, it is Gracie and Fanny.
And you don't have to entertain the dogs because they entertain each other.
Exactly.
Well, they were in our office yesterday, and they were entertaining me and themselves and just about everything. I think one of them jumped up on my table and grabbed a water bottle and decided that was the best chew toy ever. So it was great.
Well, they are dogs. I brought my dachshund to the barking ball a couple of years ago, and at the very end, when everybody was leaving, he jumped up on the table and put his head in the water pitcher.
Oh. At least he was very thirsty, I guess.
Anyway, so lots of dogs up for adoption at the adoption event this weekend, which is happening at Subaru.
At Subaru, yeah. It's going to be fun. It's just another way that we get out into the community and try to say, hey, come look at these wonderful animals that we have. And we have some great animals right now, some great dogs and cats and rabbits and snakes, although I don't think the rabbits and snakes will be in the tent. But and did we have some gerbils? I think we had a few.
Yes, so we had some long-haired hamsters.
Also, we have one other thing that I need to talk about this year, this winter. You know, I think you've heard about our critter camp. That's what we have every summer. It's a lot of fun. We have 1 week long. The kids come in and just sort of do everything. They get to learn about animal sheltering. They get to work with the animals. And this year, we decided to do a winter critter camp, which is the Monday and Tuesday after Christmas. It's for 10 to 13 years old, and we've got a 2-day curriculum planned. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's just we figure people, kids after Christmas, they kind of getting a little antsy and they want to do something fun and worthwhile. And we want to entertain them and have them at our shelter and let them know about how much, you know, fun it is to have animals around.
Excellent. And it's a beautiful shelter. It's a great place to visit. And the only problem with visiting the shelter is that if you're like me, you fall in love with every dog there and you want to bring it home.
There's not a problem with that at all. We believe in multi-dog families.
Yes, it's an occupational hazard without a doubt.
Yeah.
So come down tomorrow.
you can get Mary's little foster puppies, although they're at the shelter now and they're doing really well. So
yeah, they're going to go.
They're going to go.
And you're going to miss them.
And I'm going to miss them.
But that's all right. She's always has another foster dog at her house.
Yeah.
And some puppies. We even have a whelping box in our office now, just in case.
A what?
A whelping box. Essentially.
Oh, like a puppy box. Yeah.
Yeah, puppy box. So we can watch the wonders of puppies growing up as they get ready for adoption.
And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, there's Christmas shopping to be done for all of us still, probably for most of us still. And you can always go to the resale stores.
Yeah, that's right. Look What the Cat Dragged In, 1 and 2. Look What the Cat Dragged In is at 2570 Camino Entrada.
And right next to the satellite animal shelter.
Exactly.
The what do you call it? The veterinary clinic over there.
We call it the
Spay Neuter Clinic,
yeah. Wellness clinic. And then also our other one here in the north side of town is Look What the Cat Dragged Into. It's right across from the Santa Fe Baking Company.
I'm looking at it right now.
541 West Cordova. It's a great place. It's a beautiful place. And the best thing about it is not only do you find really, really interesting treasures, you could buy everybody something, a gift for a family member, but it's inexpensive and it all supports our programs. So it's really important to help our homeless animals out.
Mary Martin is Executive Director of the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society. Ben Swan does tons of different things over at the animal shelter. And I want to thank you both so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Always a pleasure.
We're so grateful to be here, Mary Charlotte. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you.